confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Penn here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Susan Lindauer, who is a whistleblower. She has been trying to get the American people to understand that the American invasion of Iraq, whether it killed 100,000 people or a million people, I don't know, but it killed an awful lot of people, totally unnecessary, that certainly the attack was unnecessary. Susan was actually working for the CIA at the time and was aware of what was going on and tried to get the information out. The invasion of Iraq was totally, certainly not justified on any military basis. But I'm going to let Susan tell you the story of her experience and what happened to her when she tried to bring out the truth about what was going on. Susan, you pick up the story.
Well, I think that the real important thing to know in my story, that the lesson of my story, is that we can avoid these wars. We are now looking at a much more scary situation. It's not an ancient history lesson, unfortunately, and it's not really about. I mean, I appreciate that you raised the deaths of the Iraqis and the American soldiers, but we are in a new world, where America is financially bankrupt. Our military, our guys who are so, and women who are so wonderful and strong and patriotic and devoted to service, but they have been through the mill. It is not an insult, intended to be an insult, to say that they are exhausted. We have exhausted our military. Halliburton and Lockheed Martin are making out like bandits. We call them the Beltway Bandits, in fact, in Washington. They are robbing Americans blind, but none of this money is actually getting to the soldiers. The soldiers don't have pensions. The soldiers do not have proper veterans' health care services when they come home. If we were spending the money on the military, we'd be spending it on the people, and we're not doing that. We're spending it on megala corporations who earn five times what a soldier earns. Okay, so right now you got to understand my politics is to separate the corporations, the Pentagon corporations, from the soldiers. I don't think that we're pro-military in this country, first of all. But we are in a situation where we have exhausted our superior young men and women who are so devoted to service. And we've thrown them into wars that could be avoided and that are bankrupting our middle class. We're paying a huge price for this in our deficits, in our tax policy, and we are now to a point where the U.S. government is afraid of the people, and we're seeing the U.S. government, which is sending our soldiers to fight for freedom somewhere else, and yet here at home we've got the Department of Homeland Security drafting up ideas for martial law and building a police state. What's up with that? So clearly something has got to change. And so that's why my story is relevant right now. some people are willing to accept that 9/11 was a false flag operation, that I in fact was one of the people who knew about 9/11 for months before it happened. We knew exactly the target. We knew exactly the method of the attack, that it would involve airplane hijackings and a strike on the World Trade Center. And I was tasked to warn the Iraqi government that because I in fact covered Iraq at the United Nations, and I had meetings with senior diplomats and ambassadors about every 3 weeks for 7 years. And then I reported my conversations back to the CIA and the Defense Intelligence Agency, who were both monitoring my conversations with Iraq throughout all this period. So, and also with Libya. I also covered Libya. So I was the one who did the back-channel talks to get the weapons inspectors back in. And I was, my CIA handler ordered me to go to, and I was happy to do this, wasn't like like forcing me to do this, but he instructed me to contact the office of Attorney General John Ashcroft in August of 2001 and to relay our concerns about this attack and to request what we call an emergency broadcast alert across all federal agencies that we expected the attack. And sure enough, the FBI in Minneapolis responded through all agencies that they had caught Moussaoui, who had come in Minneapolis, of all places in America, Minneapolis, and he had come in from Canada. I have since talked to others in Minneapolis, American citizens. A very respectable American woman who good law-abiding, good-thinking American woman who was trying to help, who contacted the FBI throughout the summer of 2001. She said that she had met, that she was working with a fellow security guard at a bank, and he kept telling her that he was being trained to fly airplanes but not to land them. And that his family back in Saudi Arabia was being threatened. They were very, very poor people. He was not in the royal family, the elite people, but the really, really poor, poor people. And that he was being threatened that if he had a choice, he could either do this for them, whoever was the organizers, he could either go along with this thing and they would give his family money. Or if he protested, they would kill his family and kill him. So she said he was having a nervous breakdown right in front of her eyes and just a very, very extremely unhappy. Okay. And I just learned about this in Minneapolis when I was on a tour, in March. So I've just learned about this and she contacted the FBI throughout the summer of 2001 as well. So, there are people who knew that 9/11 was going to happen, and this is an ugly, very ugly story. It doesn't mean that all the hijackers were willing participants. When I heard this story, it had the ring of truth because that's often how these vicious, selfish jihadis work. They don't want to sacrifice their own worthy lives. Oh no, they are necessary to the cause. But they are quite willing to kill somebody else off.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at American Student Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to health, Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Our guest is Lindauer. Certainly talking about the attack on 9/11. Remember, 15 Saudi Arabians attacked the United States. But what did we do? Why? Of course, we went to war with Afghanistan. Does that make sense? Well, it makes sense if you understand the whole thing was about building a pipeline across Afghanistan. The Afghans wouldn't let us do it. We needed a war so we could build the pipelines, so we could get the oil out of the Caspian Sea. This was all contrived. They knew exactly what they were doing. They knew the attack was coming. In fact, I believe that they helped the attack along. Certainly, there's no way that those buildings came down the way we've been told. And if you watch them come down, you see the tops of the buildings disintegrate before the rest of the building begins to collapse. What's that all about? Well, go right ahead, Susan. Basically, you knew the attack was coming. They knew the attack was coming.
Yeah.
The FBI knew the attack was coming, and nothing was done.
Okay, and nothing was done. And Americans have a very hard time for some reason. They have a hard time accepting that our government would create policies using weapons like this, or sacrificing our own people like this. This is something that just I don't know if it just is too heartbreaking for the American people to understand. But I can assure you that we are all pawns and we are all expendable in the game of Washington. Boy, you know, when I hear people say, how could they do that? I'm like, are you kidding? They do it all the time. Right now we're talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare. What do you think that's going to do to senior citizens? They're going to sacrifice those people's lives so that they can pay Lockheed Martin for an F-35 that the military really doesn't want, a $1 trillion weapon system. And we're willing to sacrifice all of those, you know, the 80-year-old widow woman who's going to have less money to buy food, and how is she going to pay the property taxes on the home that her husband paid off before he died? I mean, how are we, the ordinary people, ordinary folk, going to survive if the government doesn't pull its head out from wherever it is and get things right? And so my story is trying to show the ordinary people that this is a government of choices. It is policy. It is a game. It is a game of risk. It is a game of geopolitical strategy. But it is a game, and we are making choices. And the people are being used as pawns, and our soldiers are being used as pawns. None of our American soldiers are getting the money that they deserve and need. I am not forgiving that we are spending money on Lockheed Martin, and it is a $1 trillion contract that they're trying to push through right at this very moment while we are going through the debate on Social Security and Medicare cuts. same things are going are happening in the same court, the same congressional offices, one next to each other. Okay, this is an ugly fight, and we have to get our priorities straight as a country. And so I'm trying to educate people that the wars that we have already fought were unnecessary and avoidable, and the wars that the conflicts that we are creating now are also avoidable and unnecessary. The only beneficiary will be the corporate welfare at Lockheed Martin. It won't be anybody else. The American people are not going to be safer if we invade Iran. It will not be safer if we invade Syria. And we are on the verge of doing exactly that. I want everyone to know, when you hear this nonsense talk that Syria is using chemical weapons, that is a lie. And if anybody tells you that, say, no, no, the CIA lady said that's a lie. They are manipulating us. They are trying to manipulate Barack Obama to say that he is not loyal enough to Israel. And a lot of people, a lot of you out there in the American heartland love Israel too, and you're willing to fight for Israel because you see this as a biblical prophecy fulfillment. And I understand that. However, the bottom line is this war would become a World War III scenario, and it would destroy what is left of the United States. We are bankrupt. Our soldiers are wonderful people, good people, but they are exhausted. We need to give, if you want to support our soldiers, give them a break so that they can spend time with their families and rebuild their lives. Let's have a strong defense that protects Americans at home so that we can make ourselves fiscally strong again, and then we will have a country that is committed to these good values of freedom and liberty. And let the Middle Eastern crazy people take care of themselves, because I promise you they are nutcakes who are perfectly capable of destroying everything in their path. And even the jihadis who are supporting the Syrian rebel jihadis, who, by the way, are tied to Al-Qaeda, they are the same forces that have been fighting us in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they are now converging with U.S. support against Damascus and against Assad's government. You see the crazy web we weave. There are enemies in Iraq. There are friends in Syria. How can you rationalize this?
Well, you really can't. Could you get a little bit into the background, though, of George Bush and the attack on Iraq, because they had weapons of mass destruction, and that's why we had to attack Iraq. We had to go in there. And George Bush assured the American people that's why we attacked Iraq, was because they had weapons of mass destruction. And you were on the front lines of that battle.
Yeah, I was on the front lines of that, and I can tell you that I did the talks with Iraqi diplomats on resuming the weapons inspections. And Iraq agreed to resume the weapons inspections from the end of the Clinton administration. They kept saying, yes, 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 we'll start it, we'll go ahead, we'll invite you in. You could be here in a few weeks and we could get this thing over with. Iraq was always willing to have the weapons inspectors go in, and they were always concerned about what would happen when the United States discovered that there was nothing there, and how would the United States save face after making this big lie? We talked a lot about how to get the United States, the giant United States, out of the corner that it had backed itself into on this ridiculous story of the weapons of mass destruction. And I remember tragically teasing the Iraqis that what they should do is they should buy weapons from Iran, who was their enemy, and they should ship the weapons to Syria, which was their enemy. And then at the border, when they brought them in, they should call a press conference and tell the diplomats at the United Nations that they should come get their weapons of mass destruction. So that the Iraqis could surrender something to the United Nations, and then everybody could be happy and they could all go home.
Well,
but we always knew based on the behavior of the Iraqi government, there was no weapons of mass destruction. The United States was the one refusing to go in to Iraq to do the inspections. And again, you see the same thing playing out with Syria. You see this make-believe story. It, apparently, Israeli intelligence, and remember, Israel wants the United States to send soldiers into the region because they are terrified that the Syrian conflict is going to spill over if the jihadis win and Assad is knocked out. The jihadis will turn on Israel. They will. That is an absolute ironclad guarantee. That is, they are, the jihadis know the real estate. Location, location, location. The Golan Heights are a perfect vantage point for attacking Israel. And that is their objective. They don't care about Bashar Assad. Bashar Assad has been very good to everybody. Bashar Assad has never harmed anybody. But he will not allow them to attack Israel. And they want to attack. That is their goal. That is their objective. And so he is in the way, and he's got to be removed because he's stopping the jihadis from executing this war on Israel. So for some crazy reason, Obama and Hillary Clinton got involved thinking, oh, we're gonna destabilize Assad as an authoritarian government. Because he is, you know, he has been in power, you know, for 15 years without elections. That is true. Now, his parliament has been elected. They have held elections, and the parliament has been elected every few years. There's always been elections, just not for the president of the country. And, but for some reason, Hillary Clinton and Obama thought that if the Arabs embraced democracy, they would become westernized like we are and very moderate and very, you know, pro-dialogue and pro-community, and they'd be like us. Well, they are not. They are a different religion. They are a different culture. They have a different history. They have a different goal set. They have a different value system. They want Sharia law. They do not want women's rights. It is ridiculous. Anybody in the liberal camp who tells you that Assad, you know, that the Syrian rebels are going to institute women's rights is a fool. No, I cannot say on the radio.
Well, one of the things, Susan, would you tell him about certainly Saddam Hussein? He had actually offered to step down
onto war on Israel, and they're using chemical weapons now to try to force the United States to come in. It's a lie. Don't buy it.
Okay, but let's quickly go back to Iraq, because I think it was such an important thing you brought out. And I know it's true, because I remember back clearly at the time where Saddam Hussein, before America invaded Iraq, had offered to step down and simply go into exile or stay in Iraq, but certainly,
you're asking about the peace option. Americans are shocked to discover that there was a peace option on the table that would, in Iraq, with Saddam's government, that would have accomplished every single objective without firing a shot. And I want to go through what all those points were. One of them was weapons inspections. The other one, agreed to 9 months before 9/11, was the FBI was invited to send a terrorism task force into Iraq with authority to conduct terrorism investigations, interview witnesses, and make arrests. Third, Iraq promised the United States major oil development contracts. The oil pipelines in Iraq had been degraded and badly damaged through sanctions and war. And, Iraq promised that the United States could play the lead role rebuilding the oil pumping stations, the oil pipelines, and that the United States could have the mega, preferential contracts in that area. Iraq also promised the United States preferential contracts in all the following areas: telecommunications, that's satellites, internet, computers. From a CIA standpoint, that's a big ka-ching. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Because that is surveillance of the Iraqi people. Anything going on, we would know about. It's the best thing that could happen for the CIA. Okay. Secondly, preferential contracts in health care, hospital equipment, and pharmaceuticals. Those are areas where the United States still has manufacturing capacity. We would have been the supplier rebuilding Iraq's hospital system, and it would have been big business for the pharmaceutical corporations. Big business. Peace meant prosperity. Peace was going to create a huge bonanza of building contracts, construction contracts, money, money, money for everybody. Another area was transportation. Iraq promised to purchase 1 million American-manufactured automobiles every year for 10 years. And that's American jobs for blue-collar people. That's auto supply parts. Again, you're talking jobs. You're talking jobs here in the United States. It's a tremendous opportunity. It would have been fantastic. When I admit that I laughed.
Oh. Hold that thought, Susan. We'll be back in a few minutes here. We could have done all these things instead of wasting $1 million. We'll be back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a one-hour time, a person can donate 1 unit of blood that can be separated into 4 individual components to help save multiple lives. This message is from Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley. Give the gift of life. Give blood. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Susan basically was working as an agent, not an official agent, but certainly working behind the scenes for the CIA, meeting regularly with high Iraqi officials at the United Nations, And they were, of course, realized that she was the intermediary to high officials in America, and they were willing to make all sorts of concessions because the last thing that they wanted was an American invasion of Iraq. First of all, it would end up killing a lot of civilians. It would kill a lot of their military. It would kill a lot of Americans. We had nothing to gain by going to war with Iraq, except that, of course, the Bush administration was intent upon that war. And basically, they wanted to go to war with Afghanistan. They wanted to go to war with Iraq. And even after we were already in Afghanistan, Iraq was doing everything they could to avoid being invaded. And Susan was the go-between, so she knew what was going on. Susan, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, get your information, get your book?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. My book is called Extreme Prejudice, The Terrifying Story of the Patriot Act and the Cover-Ups of 9/11 and Iraq. And it is all, it's written, it's not an academic book. It's very important. It's written for everyday people so that you can understand what's going on. And it's told like a spy novel, sort of. It goes inside the Iraqi embassy and inside prison on Carswell Air Force Base. Because the reason that you don't know anything that happened, anything that I'm telling you right now, is that when George Bush came under fire, when the war in Iraq started to go badly, there were three of us were covering Iraq at the United Nations, and we were privileged to have this direct contact with the events and firsthand knowledge of what the Iraqis were actually doing. All three of us were arrested on the Patriot Act. The other two co-defendants were the sons of an Iraqi diplomat who had turned on their father. But I had been a long-term CIA asset and had been a back channel dealing with the Iraqi government and the CIA. And my cousin was Andrew Card, chief of staff to George Bush. So I had given my cousin Andy Card, chief of staff to George Bush, 11 debriefing papers on the status of the weapons inspections talks and the peace framework. So they had no deniability at all. And so when I request, I went through proper channels and I requested to testify on Capitol Hill. 30 days later, I woke to hear the FBI pounding on my door with an arrest warrant on the Patriot Act. It was a shameful thing for the neocons to do, to have forced the United States into this war and then not even take responsibility for their decision-making. If you believe you made the right decision to go to war, you shouldn't be arresting American citizens. And I was subjected to secret charges, secret evidence, secret grand jury testimony. I was locked up in prison on Carswell Air Force Base for a year with no right to a trial or hearing. And the whole time the government was trying to say that I was in quote incompetent to stand trial, which was just bizarre, was absolutely bizarre, and it was not matched by anything in real life. My beloved companion Jay Fields was a Navy guy who had a job at the Pentagon at the time. When he moved in with me, he got a top secret security clearance after he moves in with me. And then when I was locked up at Carswell, they moved him over to the State Department, and they gave him a six-figure income and a GS-14. There's just ridiculous story that I was, you know, somehow an enemy of the United States. That's just dumb. It's ridiculous. But the intelligence community was being viciously attacked I think a lot of the FBI was ashamed of it. The FBI agent who arrested me told me I was, quote, the most outstanding defendant he'd ever seen. That's what he told me. And he, you know, this was bigger than both of us. this was bigger than all of us. We were all pawns. The bureaucracy was horrified by what was happening. But this was at the very, very, very top of our government, the White House itself. And I know that there's some people out there in Wyoming and Colorado who love the GOP, who you probably love George Bush. I don't. I don't particularly love Obama either. But I, when you're CIA, you're working for the good, the strength of the community, and I work for whoever's president, and I don't ask questions. Like, I don't say, well, I'm going to screw you because you're a Democrat or a Republican. I'm trying to get the best deal for America. And that's how it's supposed to be. And it is my job. My job is not to tell you what you want to hear. My job is to tell you the brutal, honest truth so that you know, as the leader of the government knows what's really going on so that they can make a hard assessment of what they need to do. If I was making up stories and giving you a softball intelligence would be the worst thing I could do for you because you need the facts. You know, these are very tough regions with very belligerent peoples who truly are out to get us. We are the most hated country on the earth at this moment. Especially in the Middle East. Wow. Oh my goodness. They really hate us over there. And it is dangerous for us to install American soldiers, anywhere and deploy them. And you have to be so careful because you can start a war with a match over there. You can start a wildfire war with a match, but you cannot put it out. And it will burn and burn and burn. And, you know, the whole region is destabilized at the moment. So, I hope that you will all listen to what I'm saying to you and you will think very hard and question. It's not my patriotism that's the issue. If I'm telling you the truth, it's because you need to hear the truth. That's what the intelligence community is designated to do. We're the ones who are designated to deliver the hard news. And right now, the brutal facts are that we're in a lot of trouble. We cannot afford another war. Peace can be prosperity. You can have money without weapons. This is the lesson of Iraq. You could have had a peace bonanza of prosperity. You would have rained down money on American workers, American corporations, shareholders, everybody could have been making the bucks. Big bucks for it.
Saddam was willing to step down, and we didn't want that.
That is correct, and you have mentioned this a couple of times, and I want to clarify for everybody what you're talking about. A year before the war, I was visiting Iraq, and perhaps the most controversial thing that came out of it was that Saddam Hussein, I had a private meeting at the Iraqi Hunting Club, which was a spy place. It was very cool. And we had the whole restaurant. They cleared out the whole restaurant just for me.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment with Susan Lindauer.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply in Fort Collins is proud of our military. We thank you and your families for the sacrifice you've made. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. May God bless America. This message from Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, 3507 East Mulberry Street in Fort Collins, the full-line gun store and indoor shooting range, the largest gun safe dealer in Colorado. For information, call 472-5600. That's 472-5600 or visit rmss.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning Susan Lindauer, who is a asset for the CIA, working behind the scenes, and serving as a conduit for information coming from the Iraqi government to our government. And you were talking about going to this hunting club, was it?
Yeah, it was called the Iraqi Hunting Club in Baghdad, and it was where the Iraqi intelligence hung out, the Mukhabarat. And we had a high-level meeting with a man whom I immediately recognized from a video of Saddam Hussein's meetings with the Revolutionary Council. And he was called, and I asked the man's name, and they said, it's His Excellency. And I said, no, I want to know his name. And he said, no, we told you, it's His Excellency. And I was like, they knew that I recognized this guy, and it was like he was a big shot, that they were being very coy about who he was. And I had seen him many times passing Saddam papers to sign and things like that. So I knew he was like a secretary to Saddam. And this man told me, he said, what would you think of a democratic initiative? He said, you know, we've been talking about this, and we could invite the Iraqi exiles to return to the country and live in expanded embassy compounds. Embassy compounds are sovereign territory of the home country. He said they could. Somebody's pushing buttons on the phone, so I'm going to just keep talking over that.
Go ahead.
They would live in expanded embassy compounds, and they would have the right to organize campaign events, travel around the country protected by embassy security, and they would have the right to have opposition newspapers, opposition party headquarters, and in 18 months there would be free elections. Okay, and the guy looked at me and winked and said, you know, Saddam Hussein might not even be around. And I said, Saddam Hussein might not be around? He said, yeah. He said, your president has a secret, President Clinton, who was out of office by that point. President Clinton has a secret service detail and a house somewhere. Saddam Hussein would like the same thing. He would retire to his villa in Tikrit, outside of Tikrit, with his Revolutionary Guard. And he would retire and have the good life, and you could have whatever you want, and the country would go forward. He said, "How would that be?" And I thought it was treason. Because to speculate that Saddam Hussein might not be around would itself be a treasonous action, except for the fact that this man was such a powerful, you know, first-hand confidant of Saddam's government. People have been executed for less than that in Iraq. And so I deduced that he really was very serious. And I was like blown away by this, because Saddam Hussein was essentially offering to retire a year before the invasion of Iraq. You didn't have to do anything. He wouldn't even have been around. He would have retired. He was an old man. Saddam Hussein was a survivor above all else. And he saw that, you know, that the end was near. He just wanted to get out of the way. Also, Baghdad repeatedly insisted that they longed for the days when Iraq was a friend of the United States as a bulwark against Iran, and that Iraq was a cushion, standing strong with America to suppress the Iranian expansionism. And what a catastrophe we have created now, where Iraq and Iran are best buddies. Maliki was part of the head of Iraq lived in Iran throughout the sanctions period, and they're thick as thieves, and they're quite happy together, and they don't like America at all, and this is our friend. We thought that we were creating a puppet, but our puppet, I assure you, has other plans. And above all, Maliki knows that the Iraqi people hate, revile, loathe, detest, despise the United States. We do not have a single friend in the Iraqi people. No way. Uh-uh. All the people who like the United States are living in the United States. They're all exiles here. They're expatriates. The expatriates here in Detroit and Michigan, and most of those people stole a lot of money to get before they got out. Chalabi's people were bankers who ripped off the Iraqi people like crazy, and they are legitimately wanted for crimes by the Iraqi people, and that's why they're not going back, because if they go back, they'd have to go to prison for theft. And you know what? If somebody was stealing from the United States, I'd go hunt them down and I'd send them to prison too. So I can sympathize with what the Iraqi people think of these guys. They're traitors. They're much hated individuals. But the whole point is, you could have had peace, prosperity. You could have had superior anti-terrorism cooperation. No weapons of mass destruction. We would have, we would have easily proved that was a complete fallacy. And everything you wanted, you could have had without ever firing a shot. No American citizen had to die.
They didn't want the American people to hear this. They put Susan in prison for a year. She was under indictment for 5 years before they finally had to drop the whole thing because it was all fallacious. Why? They didn't want the American people to know that the murder, the death of all those American soldiers and the Iraqis, totally unnecessary. Because George Bush lied to us. As far as I'm concerned, it's a case of murder, and there's no certainly statute of limitations on murder. George Bush knowingly lied to the American people to take us into a war, as they're going to get us into another war, I fear, in the very near future. And I think you agree with that, don't you, Susan?
Absolutely. I do. And I know that Dick Cheney has a lot of friends over there in Wyoming. But what they did to the United States is tragic. That we are bankrupt. We are financially bankrupt. Our middle class is wiped out. And now we're on this road of, and I'm also very angry at the pro-war left, who is recreating Bush policies in the Middle East today. And now they're tied up with Al-Qaeda, pushing Al-Qaeda into Syria and pushing Al-Qaeda into Libya. And we're destabilizing peaceful, prosperous, stable countries where you don't want to start a fire because the vengeance goes back and forth, back and forth. And the wars just are interminable.
Oh, we're out of time, Susan. God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us. Hope to have you on again sometime real soon.
Thank you very much.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed the interview with Susan. Basically, she's a very courageous woman. They were imprisoned for a year. They kept her under indictment for 5 years so that she couldn't speak out. The last thing they want the American people to know is they slaughtered our boys. We're over there totally unnecessarily, but it's in preparation for the coming war. There's going to be a major war of America against the Muslim world. This is all contrived, ladies and gentlemen. It's all contrived, and you have to help us get the information out. Certainly, Susan's book, Extreme Prejudice, you can get it from Amazon. There's no way we can carry it. You need to get the interviews such as the one you just heard. We'll be putting together a four-tape set on my interviews with Susan. Certainly one of the most knowledgeable people. After 5 years, then they finally dropped all charges. And, of course, they figured that they would silence her. She actually contacted a lawyer. Her lawyer said, look, we can bring a lawsuit. We can get millions of dollars from the government for putting you in prison for a year without certainly any justification. You'll get maybe $3 million and I'll get $1 million of it, but don't do it. Because if you do it, they'll put a gag order on you. You won't be able to get this information out. The American people need to hear the truth. And so Susan didn't sue, and the lawyer didn't get his $1 million. But, of course, you heard the truth this morning that Susan's trying to get out, and we have other interviews with Susan. We're going to put them together in a four-tape set, and you need to get this information out far and wide. They killed our boys. They sent them over there intentionally to fight in a war totally unnecessary, just as this coming war is unnecessary. And you've got to get involved, but to understand it, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because who is George W. Bush? Well, he was a member of a secret Luciferian organization known as Skull and Bones. So you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to learn what Skull and Bones is, what it's all about, and the other organizations, which certainly his dad, George Herbert Walker Bush, belonged to. He was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, Skull and Bones, the Bohemian Grove, director of the CIA, one of the most evil men of all time, George Herbert Walker Bush. And, of course, his maternal grandfather was a man named George Herbert Walker. And, of course, his brother was George, his father was George, was Prescott Bush, who was indicted for actually working with the Nazis before and during World War II. That was Prescott Bush, George Herbert Walker's father. George Herbert Walker Bush's father was on the board of Brown Brothers Harriman that financed Adolf Hitler all during World War II, and as was George Herbert Walker, who was the for whom George Herbert Walker Bush was named. They were both on the board of directors of Brown Brothers Harriman financing Adolf Hitler. The Second World War was as phony as the Iraqi War. and actually all during the Second World War, we financed Adolf Hitler. If you haven't read John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret, you need to get it. You need to get my 4-CD set, interviews with John Loftus, The War Against the Jews. That's this, the book, America's Nazi Secret, and the CD set, The War Against the Jews. Get this information. Copy it. Get it out. Help us reach the American people, or it may be your son or your grandson who's going to be sent to die in a needless war. And ladies and gentlemen, it may well be that there will be an attack on America. I'm sure there will be. If we get into a war, and it will have devastating effects here. But then the American people don't care about what happens to our country. It'll lose it. Please, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a one-hour time, a person can donate one unit of blood that can be separated into 4 individual components to help save multiple lives. This message